WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Masculine Power, your daily dose of real talk about navigating life as a man in today's world. You know, it's easy to feel like pressure is constantly building up, work deadlines, family obligations, just the everyday hustle. And sometimes that can lead to, well, let's be honest, anger. It happens to all of us. But how we handle those feelings, that's what separates the men who are thriving from those who are just surviving. Today, we're diving into managing anger and aggression in a healthy way. Ever felt like you were about to explode? You know that feeling when your blood starts boiling, your jaw clenches, and every fiber of your being wants to unleash a verbal or physical storm? We've all been there. The key is learning to control that fire before it burns us all down. And trust me, guys, it's not about suppressing those emotions. It's about understanding them, channeling them, and ultimately, using them for good. Here's the deal. Anger is a powerful emotion, but it's also a signal. It's telling you something needs attention. Maybe you feel disrespected, unheard, or overwhelmed. It's your body's alarm system, screaming, "Hey, something's not right." The trick is to learn to listen to that alarm and respond constructively instead of letting it take over. First up, awareness. You gotta know your triggers. What situations, people, or even thoughts tend to send you into a tailspin? Once you identify those red flags, you can start developing strategies to avoid them or manage them better. Think about it like this. If you know certain foods give you indigestion, you'd probably try to avoid them, right? Same principle applies here. Second, take a time out. When you feel anger rising, don't react impulsively. Take a few deep breaths, step away from the situation, and give yourself a moment to cool down. This doesn't mean running away and avoiding responsibility. It means taking control of your emotions before they take control of you. Imagine yourself like a captain navigating a storm. You need to stay calm at the helm to steer the ship safely. Third, communication is key. Bottling up your feelings only makes things worse. Instead, try expressing yourself assertively, but respectfully. Use I statements to communicate how you're feeling without blaming or attacking the other person. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me angry," try something like, "I feel frustrated when this happens." It's about finding a way to be heard without resorting to anger-fueled outbursts. Next up, find healthy outlets. Anger is energy. That's raw power just waiting to be channeled. Find constructive ways to express it, like hitting the gym, playing a sport, writing in a journal, or engaging in any activity that helps you release that pent-up tension. Think of it as redirecting that energy into something positive and productive. Lastly, remember self-care is not selfish. It's essential for managing stress and preventing burnout, which can fuel anger. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating healthy foods, exercising regularly, and taking time for activities you enjoy. Treat yourself like the valuable asset you are. A well-rested, nourished, and balanced man is less likely to become overwhelmed by anger. Think about a time when you felt your temper flaring. Maybe it was during a heated argument with a friend or family member, or perhaps it was triggered by a frustrating situation at work. What happened? Did you lash out in anger, or did you find a way to manage those feelings constructively? Reflect on that experience. What worked well? What could you have done differently? Remember, guys, mastering your emotions is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments when you slip up, but that's okay. The key is to learn from those experiences, keep practicing, and never give up on yourself. You're capable of becoming the best version of yourself, a man who leads with strength, wisdom, and self-control. So go out there, channel your inner calm, and take control of your anger. And remember, every day is a fresh start. What are your thoughts on managing anger? Share your experiences and insights in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on our journey to becoming more mindful and empowered men. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep pushing forward.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.